welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Look at Mark 11, 23. Truly I tell you, whoever says, say whoever says, that means our mouth has to be a part of the process. Hebrews 10, 23, let the profession or confession of your mouth. So say my mouth has a lot to do with it. Say this with me, my mouth is my ignition key. What will start it is the spark of my tongue saying what God's word says. Say unto this mountain. How many of you had a difficulty where it looks like there's a mountain? A mountain is the difficulty or trial that you may be facing. But what does Jesus say you should do? Say to it. Say. Be lifted up and thrown into the sea. What did he say? Say unto your problem, unto your difficulty, unto your trial, be lifted up and thrown into the sea. Oh, here's a key thought. And does not doubt. Where are you not supposed to doubt? Let's hear what it says. Don't doubt in your heart. In the Greek language in the New Testament, heart and mind are the same words. So where does doubt come? Where does the enemy play around? Say in my mind. Say. Unto my difficulty. See, now right there is the opportunity for us to start saying, yeah, but this is huge. He didn't ask you. He didn't ask me. When he said, start a New Testament church, I almost said, are you kidding me? I don't want a church. I'd rather just serve underneath somebody. It's easier. But he said, no, you're going to start a church. Then I told my wife, and she looked at me and said, you're crazy. I said, I know I am. But that's what the Holy Spirit said to do. And before you know it, we've walked arm in arm for 48 years, preaching the good news of the gospel of Christ. And she's got what I got, and I got what she's got, and my boys have got it, and you've got it. It's the anointing of God that's going to change our community and change our nation. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I know some of you experienced this. I think I shared the testimony with Mark Barclay. I'm almost positive. Where his granddaughter was in the pool. Did I share that one? And her hair got sucked into the thing that cleans out the pool. And the father had to pull her with both feet against the wall of the pool to get her hair out. And they had called 911. They could not revive her. When they came, they basically pronounced her that she's dead. And the father yelled out from the bottom of his heart with such a loud, shrieking voice, we are givers, we are blood bought and blood washed. My child will not die. Spirit of death, let her go. And that baby who was dead started coughing. They took her to the hospital, and the coroner showed up and said, where is the dead girl? And they all just pointed. And they asked her all kinds of questions. And they said, are you all right? Are you feeling well? She said, yeah. They said, are you sure now? She said, oh, yeah. I'm just like Jesus. I got raised from the dead. Glory to God. What caused that young girl to sit up like she did was the power and presence of the anointing of God on the inside of her. I'm just like Jesus. I got raised from the dead. You can say unto that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. And, oh, let's go back here now. And say, don't doubt. So what's the killer? Doubt. Unbelief. Jesus said, all things are possible, only believe. You won't eat dinner if you eat a snack between then and dinner. Because when you get to the table, what happens? When we speak the word out of our mouth and we pray, and see, if we let the heart and mind jump in and bring doubt, it's like us having a snack. So when the answer comes, I'm good. No, we're not good. This book is the answer book. Say it's the answer book. It's got the answer for everything you're going through, you'll face in the future, and you've been through in the past. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, say the Holy Ghost, is a person. He's waiting there. But he can't help you or me unless, say, ask. What does the word ask mean? Now you all know this one. Put a demand on what belongs to you. How many of you have a checking account? If there's money in it, can you write a check and get what you need out? How many of you have a credit card or a debit card? What can you do? Access to it because you have it. You and I can access the Word of God and put it against anything that we're facing. Amen. Hallelujah. Marriages are not supposed to wind up in divorce, but they do. You call on the name of the Lord. Yes. Call on the presence of God. But my husband's an alcoholic. But my wife has got some problems over here. God is bigger than any problems you and I would ever face. Hallelujah. A good friend of mine, their daughter was gave 20% chance to live, and now she's coming home. Well, it wasn't me. We just stood up and prayed and agreed with the family that 20% will become 40, and then will become 80, and then she'll come home. Don't you know they said that progression every time? She's got a 40%, and then she's got an 80%. Then all of a sudden, she's going to come home. Hallelujah. Well, see, God can raise the dead because the words that were spoken were words that were true based on the situation and the scenario. No one says they weren't. But the truth, say the truth, the person is greater than the facts. Mary was a virgin, but you're going to bear a child. Those are the facts. Sarah, you're going to give birth to a baby, but I can't, but you're going to. See, right away, what happens? The struggle goes on between our carnal nature and what the Word of God says. How do you have a baby if you're a virgin? You don't. But with God, go over to Luke's gospel. See, I'm not giving you, oh, that's a nice story, Pastor. I'm telling you, this is available to you and I 24/7. Are you ready? Say 137. Well, we might as well do the, look at verse 31. Listen, you'll become pregnant and you'll give birth to a son and you'll call his name Jesus. So what is he speaking to her? Prophetic word about the mountain. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David. 33. And he will reign over the house of Jacob and through all the ages, and his reign there will be no end. Because a king is never elected. A king has a position from the time he was born until his death and beyond. Say, he's a king. But he's not a king. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glory to God. I got that one down inside. Look what Mary in verse 34. Mary said to the angel, here we go now. How can this be? Since I have no intimacy with any man as a husband. Whoa, she's borderlining on doubt. Then the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High. Say the power of the Most High. See, the power of the Most High is greater than your high. Say the Most High. There's nobody greater than the Most High. Say the Most High. Where does the Most High, where does the Spirit of God, where does he live? He lives on the inside of us. Remember we talked about the prophet Baal last week when they put the Ark of the Covenant in and shut the door? And what happened the next morning when they opened it up? The prophet Baal was on the ground, broken up into pieces. Why? Just the mere mention of the presence of God caused that idol to come down and bow down to Jesus. You and I, the Bible says in Corinthians, are a treasure chest. The Holy Ghost is in this earthen vessel. There's nothing, say there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that I can't do. Well, it's not about you doing it or me, but giving the Holy Ghost access, giving him right away into our life in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. He will overshadow you like a shining cloud. And so the holy, pure and sinless thing, offspring, which shall be born of you, will be called the Son of God. Look at 36. And listen, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is now the sixth month with her, and she was called barren. So sometimes we forget, well, God was doing a miracle over here. He was already working a miracle over here. One is a virgin, one is too old. But there's nothing that can stop the presence of God. There's no barrenness. There's nothing else that will stop God when he speaks and does what he wants to do. All he's looking for is you and I. Raise your hand and say, I'm available. Listen to Mary's response. Well, I heard the angel first. For with God, say with God, verse 37. Nothing. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Guess what you find out when you look the word nothing up? Guess what it means? Nothing. There's a sign on my door that says somebody knocked at the door. Fear knocked, and the Holy Spirit answered, and nobody was there. When your mind starts knocking, say, well, I'm gonna let the Holy Spirit answer the door for you. And guess what? I don't see any packages over here. Nobody's here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, nothing is ever impossible. Say impossible.
Impossible.
Have you ever faced an impossibility? Have you ever faced something even today as we're talking? You're facing something that seems impossible. Someone has said something, a doctor's report, something financially has come your way. It looks impossible. Well, what it looks like and what's going to happen to it are two different things. Because with God, say with God, nothing is impossible. Oh, it gets better. And no word from God. Oh, it's getting better. No word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Does not the word of God say that his word never returns void? Boy, that got in somebody's spirit. We're going to face mountains. We're going to face impossibilities. But we can face them and then move out of the way and let the Holy... My God. I'm facing a difficulty. Just get behind me. I'm facing a difficulty. Trying to pray. I can't pray. And I start working myself up and working my mind over. Huh. Wait a minute. The Holy Spirit is my helper. What am I trying to do this for? The Holy Ghost is bigger than you and I are. The Holy Ghost steps up and everything runs away and it gets scared real quick. See, the enemy had me when I was like, this is huge. No, I'm talking about my circumstances. I'm talking about what I'm going through. And what I'm talking about is getting bigger. I love blow-ups at 2 o'clock in the morning because they're flat on the ground. But the more air you put in them, the bigger they get. But I'm glad people are saving on electricity. See, we pump up everything, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Then it starts swaying in the wind. Then all of a sudden, in the middle of what we're thinking and talking about, what's impossible for God?
Nothing.
Say nothing. Listen to this. Mary said, behold, I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said. How many of you are seeing a little pattern over here? Say with me, the Holy Spirit is a person. He wants to be bothered. Say, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. He's looking for an intimate relationship with us. The Holy Spirit is interested in an intimate relationship. We need Christ more than ever before today.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.